Chapter 9. How the Monkey Was Doomed by His Own Pride. Sailors in ancient Greece often kept a monkey on board because monkeys were enjoyable company. The monkeys were happy with this arrangement because they got to see many interesting places around the Mediterranean Sea. Because they could climb easily to the top of the ship's mast, they were usually the first ones to spot the interesting things from afar. As you can imagine, these monkeys felt they were on top of the world and became quite proud of themselves. In fact, too proud for their own good. Sailing is a wonderful adventure, but in the bad old days, shipwrecks happened quite often. During the height of the Greek Empire, a ship sailing from Corinth to Athens was caught in a terrible storm as it neared the harbor. The ship capsized, and everyone was thrown overboard. The only way they could save themselves was to swim for land, and many of them did not make it. The monkey on this ship was lucky that a dolphin saw him thrashing in the water. The dolphin mistook the monkey for a man and quickly lifted him on his back to carry him to shore. To help his new friend relax, the dolphin started some chit-chat. "On your way home from a trip?" "Oh yes," the monkey piped up. "I often sail to other islands on business, and we just wrapped up a deal in Corinth. Our family have been Athenians for generations. In fact, we were among the first families of our magnificent city." "Then, of course, you must know Piraeus well," said the dolphin. "Oh, yes," said the monkey, thinking the Piraeus was some distinguished Athenian citizen. "He is one of my best friends." This reply from the monkey didn't make sense at all, because Piraeus was not a person's name, but the famous port city near Athens. The dolphin turned his head to look and was shocked to see that the person on his back was actually a monkey. Realizing that he had been tricked, he quickly dived to the bottom of the sea and left the bluffing monkey to his fate.